Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. If you want to get your Bibles at this time, and turn to the book of Amos and the book of Hosea, for we're studying these two prophets together. These two prophets prophesied in Israel. It was not long before the downfall of Israel, but it may not have seemed like that to those who were living there, for both of them prophesied in a time when Israel was enjoying prosperity, and they had the mistaken idea that their prosperity in material things indicated their safety in spiritual things, and it was not so. And that prosperity they had in material things would count as very little when those Assyrians would come upon them and carry them away into captivity. And so we're going to be talking about that in this lesson. You know, we're in a nation of great prosperity, and many in our prosperity in America at this time turn from God and forget that He is the one who blesses us. We are not going to be surprised if we heed the warnings, if we do not see God's wrath in a manner that He had shown His wrath toward others who had forsaken Him. But now let's talk about the financial prosperity and moral and spiritual depravity that was in Israel. We'll do this right after I remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying in this school a lesson plan that was prepared for the Sunday schools of April the 27th, 1924, by E. A. Elam. And concerning the financial prosperity and moral and spiritual depravity of Israel, we begin here with Elam's notes. Let us first read the following passages. Amos 3 and verse 15. And I will smite the winter house with the summer house, and the houses of ivory shall perish, and the great houses shall have an end, saith Jehovah. Amos 2 verses 6 through 8. Thus saith Jehovah, for these three transgressions of Israel, yea, for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have sold the righteous for silver, and the needy for a pair of shoes. They that paint after the dust of the earth on the head of the poor, and turn aside the way of the meek, and a man and his father go into the same maiden to profane my holy name. And they lay themselves down beside every altar upon clothes taken in pledge, and in the house of their God they drink the wine of such as have been fined. And then Amos 8, verses 4 through 6. Hear this, O ye that would swallow up the needy, and cause the poor of the land to fail, saying, when will the new moon be gone, that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath, that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah small and the shekel great, and dealing falsely with balances of deceit, that we may buy the poor for silver, and the needy for a pair of shoes, and sell the refuge of the wheat. With wealth and extent of the kingdom under Jeroboam the second were greater than they had been since the division or the days of Solomon. He restored the border of Israel, we read in 2 Kings 10:32 and 2 Kings 13:25, from the entrance of Hamath under the sea of Arabah, according to the word of Jehovah the God of Israel, which he spake by his servant Jonah, the son of Amittai, the prophet, who was of Gath-Hepher, 2 Kings 14:25. With this great wealth, there was great sin, covetousness, greed, drunkenness, licentiousness, debauchery, lying, and murder preyed upon the national body like cancerous sores. There was no truth or mercy or knowledge of God left in the land. We read in Hosea chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Hear the word of Jehovah, ye children of Israel. For Jehovah hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor goodness, nor knowledge of God in the land. There is naught but swearing, and breaking faith, and killing, and stealing, and committing adultery. They break out, and blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and every one that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beast of the field, and with the birds of the heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea shall also be taken away. The shameful worship of Baal and the abominable worship of Ashtaroth had supplanted the pure worship of the true God, leaving the people spiritually impoverished. Vice flourished in Bethel and Samaria as plants in a hotbed. Other passages also show that outwardly Israel flourished, but they give us also an insight into the intemperance and wickedness of the people, and especially of the leading men and rulers of the nations. Now let's look at the explanatory notes, and we're going to begin looking verse by verse from the book of Amos, chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. Amos 6 and verse 1 says, Woe unto them that are at ease in Zion, and to them that are secure in the mountains of Samaria, the notable men of the chief of the nations, to whom the house of Israel come. To be at ease in Zion is a most fearful condition, because those that are at ease realize no danger. This was the sin of Judah as well as of Israel. It led to the downfall of Judah, the destruction of Jerusalem, and the captivity. After declaring that Judah was worse than Sodom and Samaria, the Lord says, As I live, saith the Lord Jehovah, Sodom thy sister hath not done, she nor her daughters, as thou hast done, thou and thy daughters. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom, pride, fullness of bread, and prosperous ease was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor, the needy, and they were haughty, and committed abomination before me. Therefore I took them away as I saw good. Ezekiel chapter 16, verses 1 through 50. The sins of Judah and of Israel are frequently compared to the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah. You might look at the chapters in Isaiah and the preaching of Isaiah in his chapters 1 and chapters 2. God warns the church, that is spiritual Israel, against such sins. I think it would be fitting to take a pause in our study and turn to the New Testament and read both the books of 2 Peter and of Jude to understand this. We read in the book of 2 Peter, chapter 1, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained a like precious faith with us in the righteousness of our God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace be multiplied in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, seeing that His divine power hath granted unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that called us by His own glory and virtue, whereby He hath granted unto us His precious and exceeding great promises, that through these ye may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world by lust. Yea, and for this very cause, adding on your part all diligence in your faith, supply virtue, and in your virtue, knowledge, and in your knowledge, self-controlled, and in your self-controlled, patience, and in your patience, godliness, and in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, they shall make you that you shall not be idle nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he that lacketh these things is blind, seeing only what is near, having forgotten the cleansing from his old sins. Wherefore, brethren, give the more diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never stumble. For thus shalt be richly supplied unto you the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 12. Wherefore, I shall be ready always to put you in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and are established in the truth which is with you. And I think it right, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that the putting off of my tabernacle cometh swiftly, even as our Lord Jesus Christ signified unto me. Yea, I will give diligence, that at every time ye may be able, after my decease, to call these things to remembrance. For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when he was born, such a voice to him by the majestic glory. That is, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice we ourselves heard, born out of heaven, when we were with him in the Holy Mount. And we have the word of prophecy made more sure, whereunto you do well, that you take heed, as unto a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is a private interpretation. For no prophecy ever came by the will of men, but men spake from God, being moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter chapter 2. But there arose false prophets also among the people, as among you also there shall be false teachers, who shall privately bring in destructive heresies, denying even the master that bought them, and bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their lascivious doings, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of, and in covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose sentence now from of old lingereth not, and their destruction slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels when they sinned, but cast them down to hell, and committed them to pits of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the ancient world, but preserved Noah with seven sons, a preacher of righteousness, when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, having made them an example unto those that should live ungodly, and delivered righteous Lot, sore distressed by the lascivious life of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, and seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their lawless deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to keep unrighteousness under punishment unto the day of judgment, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh, and the lust of defilement, and despise dominion, daring, self-willed. They tremble not to rail at dignities, whereof angels, though greater in might and power, bring not a railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these as creatures without reason, born mere animals to be taken and destroyed, railing in matters whereof they are ignorant, shall in their destroying themselves be destroyed. We'll take this up in our next study.